Gimel. Hahi, there was a woman. The Havikorela Miriam. Her basic name was Miriam. Uporto, in a small group of people, a minority of people, used to call her Sora. So how do you write? How do you write it in the get? So according to Rabbi Natan, what's the problem? It's in the same Medina. And everybody knows that most people call her this, and a million people call her that, so whatever name you write, it's okay, there's no problem. Rabbi Natan made this whole big arichas, that the only time it's a problem is if you have a makam aksiva with a makam anesina, and it's going to be a marisaya, they're going to write this, and they don't know that it goes under the other name. They don't know it goes under the other name. You're going to have a marisaya, but here there's no marisaya. So the Rabbi Natan has to admit that lachatrile, even if all the names are in the same medina, lachatrile also you have to write. It's not the full Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, but it's also included in Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. So how are you supposed to write it? So Amri Nardoi, they used to say you should write like this. You write Miriam, the first name you write is the most important Ika name. The Chol Shum Sheyeshlo. So according to the Bahag, you write those words. The Chol Shum Mechanicha Disla. According to Rabbi Natan, you write Miriam. The Miskaria Sora. And you don't write Sora. The Miskaria Miriam. Because Sora the Miskaria Miriam sounds that that's her main name, and some people call it. Yeah. Then in Shulchan Aruch there's a whole discussion. Hahi, there was a woman. The Havikorela Miriam. Her basic name was Miriam. Uporto, in a small group of people, a minority of people, used to call her Sora. So how do you write? How do you write it in the get? Yeah. So according to Rabbi Natan, what's the problem? It's in the same Medina, and everybody knows that most people call her this, and a million people call her that, so whatever name you write, it's okay, there's no problem. Rabbi Natan made this whole big arichas, that the only time it's a problem is if you have a makam aksiva with a makam anesina, and it's going to be a marisaya, they're going to write this, and they don't know that it goes under the other name. They don't know it goes under the other name. You're going to have a marisaya, but here there's no marisaya. So the Rabbi Natan has to admit that lachatrile, even if all the names are in the same Medina, lachatril also you have to write. It's not the full Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, but it's also included in Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. So how are you supposed to write it? So Amri Nardoi, they used to say you should write like this. You write Miriam, the first name you write is the most important Ika name. The Chol Shum Sheyesh Lo. So according to the Bahag, you write those words. The Chol Shum Mechanicha Disla. According to Rabbi Natan, you write Miriam. The Miskaria Sora. And you don't write Sora the Miskaria Miriam. Because Sora the Miskaria Miriam sounds that that's her main name, and some people call it. Then in Shulchan Aruch there's a whole discussion that it goes on and on. This is the main issue when a business Masadar get, so all the Gittin are the same. Everybody knows the Pizman, the Nusach of the get is always the same. The only difference you have between one get and the other are the Sheamus Gittin. So that's what they spend time on. In Europe they used to spend the whole week. In America, they don't have a whole week to spend. They spend 15 minutes because they have to take care of their next get. There's so many people getting divorced. In Europe, they used to sit shivinikim on every get. They used to discuss it and send letters to the other rabbanim and to discuss the shemus gittin to make sure how to spell the name of the husband, the name of the wife. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that there are two ways to mention a nickname. The way the Rabbi Natan says that you don't just write v'chol shemecha nicha disle. You write the name is this. And he's also known as that, they're also known as that. So do you write Hamachune, or do you write the Miskiri? So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, sometimes you write Hamachune, sometimes you write the Miskiri. When is it which? So that's a machlok, is the Mechaber, the Ramah, when do you write? So the Ramah has the following claw. He says, you write Hamachune only if the first name is a name in Loshon Kodesh, and the second name is a Goyish name. Let's say the man's name is Tzvi, and they call him Herschel. So Tzvi is Loshon Kodesh, that's Hebrew, and Herschel is German, Yiddish. So that's a Goyish name. Yiddish is Goyish. Yiddish is Goyish. Loshon Kodesh is Loshon Kodesh, and Yiddish is Goyish. So if you would write Tzvi Hamachune Herschel. But let's say his name is, her real name is Miriam, and they call her Sora. So they're both Loshon Kodesh. So that you would write the Miskaria. The Miskiri is for a Zach, and the Miskaria is for a woman. Or let's say they're both Goyish names. Her name is Genendel, and they call her
Rendel.
Rendel. Okay. So you don't write Hamachune because the first name is also a Goyish name. So then you would write also the Miskaria. Where does that come from? That Hamachune only applies when the first name is a Yiddish name and the second name is a Goyish name. So the marker for that is a Gemara in the Dorim. The first Mishnah in the Dorim it says, Kol Kinui in the Dorim Kin in Dorim. that if a person takes a neder with a kinui, it's also good. What's a kinui? What's a kinui in a dorm? So the Gemara daf yud in the dorm, in the first parak has a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. What does kinui mean? So Rabbi Yechanan says kinuyim is loshen umesheim. Kinuyim means a goyisha language. That a neder you have to have levate bishasayim. If a person is goma beliboy, he has a mind. So the neder is not chal because it says nefes kishishava levate bishasayim lahar lahetiv in parshas Vayikra. Even though the pasuk only says by shvuah and some rishonim hold it only applies to shvuah, we hold not. So we hold that it applies equally to shvuahs and the dor. That you need amira. If you don't have amira, it's not. So that hashayla amira in which language? Amira only, the halacha only recognizes as a spoken language lashon hakodesh. What if he says the amira in English? What if he says in another language? So that's when the Mishnah says kol kinui nedarim kinedarim, even if it's belashon umais in the goyish language, is also called amira. We recognize all the languages. Some Achrenim write up this modna that the halacha only recognizes the original Shivim Lashon of Migdal Bavel. Avada, we don't know what they are. We don't know what they are. So then, if you take a neder in English or in Yiddish, it's not binding. That's called Goma Beliboy. The halacha only recognizes the Shivim Lashon from Migdal Bavel, and everything else doesn't count. It's not Peladikips. Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis has such a he didn't write it about a neder, he wrote it about Ananda Maisa. When the reform movement first began, so they used to daven in German. They translated the city because no one understood Hebrew. What are you going to daven? No one understands it. So the first takana was they daven in German. And it's based, Makam Makai Matar, it's based on a Gemara that the Gemara says, well, if a person davens Michides, he needs the Malachim to present the prayers to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Malachim are not Makirim, Beloshen Aramis. And the Raivid writes in the Tmim Deim, the Chuvus of Raivid, and the Tmim Deim says, every language they understand, Loshon Aramis, they don't understand. What are they so stupid they can't figure out? If you know Hebrew, you know French, you know Spanish, you can't figure out Aramaic. So he said, it does mean they can't figure out Aramaic. They consider it a bizoyan. Aramis means the vernacular, the spoken language from the street. He davens to the Rabban Shalom with the vernacular, it's a bizoyan de ketfilis, so they don't want to present the tefillas to the Rabban Shalom. That's only if he davens b'yichidus. So the Malachim are not Makir b'loshon Aramis. But if they're davening b'tzibur, so the Gemara in Sotah quotes the pasuk, Hein kel kabir lo yimos, the Rabban Shalom is not mois, the tefilosim shal rabim, so even if they daven b'aramis, the Malachim, you don't need the Malachim to present it, the tefillas go directly to the Rabban Shalom. So that's why it says in the Siddur that you only say Yikin Purkin, the Tzibur, you don't say it B'yochid, because Yikin Purkin is in Aramaic. Some Siddurim has a mistake.
It says
the second and the third. The second Yikin Purkin, because you say about the Tzibur. It's Tfilah for the Kehillah. So if you're not davening with the Kehillah, you don't say. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's a mistake. You don't say the first Yikin Purkin either, B'yochid is, because the Gemara, that's what it says in the Rishonim. Because when a person davens b'yichidus, the malachim has to be lying malachim to present the prayers to the Rabbanu Shalom. Malachim are not makir b'loshon Aramis. Malachim are not makir b'loshon Aramis. So that's what the reform, when they first started, so they said when they daven b'tzibur, so they can daven in their vernacular, they can daven in German, and there's no problem, we don't need the malachim, and the prayers will go directly to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Gdolim were all opposed to the Shinur. So every Adam Gadol gave a different reason. So the Chassam Sofer gave one reason, Rabbi Kavega gave another reason, everybody was opposed. So one of the many reasons that they gave, they all felt intuitively that there's something wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's going
they felt it's going the wrong direction. What is it? It's all based on a Gemara. No, they all felt that there's something wrong and that each one had to spell it out differently. So Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis has printed a whole tshuva, separate tshuva, not in the Shalosh Tshuvos Beis Sefer, a separate tshuva, what's wrong. So he says, the halacha says, Eilin Amor, Mechol Loshen, you can daven in other languages, Mechol Loshen. Has to be a recognized language. Vos heist an officially recognized language? One of the Shivim Loshen from Migdal Bovel. But if it's a new language, not from the original Shivim Loshen, then it's no good. So Meile, the whole thing doesn't apply to Zman Hazer, because who knows what language remains from the Shivim Loshen. So if he's really right, he should apply the same to a neder. That a neder or a shvuah means I'm talking gibberish now. And all the yeshivas they give a shir in Yiddish, they're not talking. They're just talking gibberish. It's not a language. The halacha only recognizes the original shivim lashon. So whenever you need something spoken, a neder or a shvuah needs levate bisvasayim. You have to speak in a language. So the halacha doesn't consider it a language, a teller. The Pashto says we don't accept that position. The Pashto says that it's not so. So I'll call upon him in the Gemara, in the Dorm, on Daf Yud, you have this Machlegs of the Yechanim Eish Lokish. So the Yechanim says that what does it mean, call Kinuin and Dorm, Kinuin and Dorm? Lashonumis, if you say a neder, Balaz, is also good. And Eish Lokish disagrees, and he says no. That Kinuin means Lashon Shabbat HaChamim Lias Noidabai. It means a language that the Chachamim invented. Instead of saying Hareza also like a carbon, they recognize you should say Kainan. And the Gemara gives a whole reason why. He's going to say carbon, he may slip and he may say carbon Hashem. That's not so bad, but he may say Hashem, he may not say carbon, it'd be Moitz Hashem Shamayim Latova. So they recommended, the Tanoim recommended, instead of saying Dovaza also like a carbon, you should say Kainan. But that's not a word in any language. That's Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, a language, a term that was invented, made up. Bod Olam Chachamim, the Tanoim invented their own word. So one would have thought that's not a language. A language has to be a spoken language. Nobody calls Koinem. Nobody calls Karbonis a Koinem. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Kikol Kinuin and Darm Kin and Darm, even a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim is also good. So in Shulchan Aruch they say, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that the word Kinuin means Lashon Umois, that a neder is chal in other languages as well. So then in Shulchan Aruch they say, if the first name is a name b'loshen kodesh, and the second name like etzvi, and the second name is harishol ha-goyish name, Yiddish is also goyish, so then you call it hamachunim, because the word hamachunim means that it's a kinui. Kinui means that was a loshen kodesh and this a loshen umas. But if they're both loshen kodesh, Miriam, and Sura, she's also known as Sarah, then you don't write hamachuna, you write the miskaryo. Of the both Goyish names, you write Bimiskaryo. The only time you write, that's how the Ramos says. The only time you write Hamachune is if the first name was a Loshon Kodesh and the second name is a Loshon Kol. That's what the Ramos writes. And Mechaber writes a different klal. It depends whether the second name comes out of the first name or has nothing to do with the first name. If it's a totally different name, in Hebrew his name is Shlomo, and in English his name is Jacob. And nothing to do. They're named after two different people.
Sydney.
Yeah. No. Let's say they gave the Hebrew name, the name Slightly. After one person, and the English name, named after someone else totally unrelated. So then the Mechaber says, I forgot already which way. Then you'll go use one lashon. And if it's not totally unrelated, the second name stems out of the first name. Aryaleib, and they call him Leon. So Leon comes from a Leo, from a lion. That's from Aryaleib. So if it stems from the first name, then you write, then I think that's Hamachuna. Mechuna means that's a kinui. Leon is a kinui that stems from Aryale. So if the second name stems from the first, then you write Hamechuna. If it doesn't stem from the first, then independent. Miriam, and they call the Sarah. Sarah has nothing to do with Miriam. So then you would write the Miskari. So when Spartan get divorced, so they follow the Mechaber. So they write the Mechunas and the Miskaris like the Mechaber says. And when Ashkenaz get divorced, so they follow the Ramon. The same thing when Spartan get divorced, so they write Kol Shum Mechanicha Disli, they follow the Mechaber. So they write all the kinuyim, they write the first name and the nickname and all the names, and then they add on Kol Shum Mechanicha Disli, and they're not concerned about the Kasha, the Rabbin and Tamsa, you just spelled out all the names.
You
don't want names left. So if you write Kol Shum Mechanicha Disli, aren't you describing somebody else? So they say no, because of the last name. We left out the last name. That's Rabbi Kivega, and later Poskim write that. Now that everybody has the family name that we never write in the get, so we're safe. We don't have that problem of the Rabbin and Tam. And Ashkenazim don't do it. Ashkenazim follow the Ramo.
Last case in the Gemara sounds like Kabbalah. No. There's two names. Principal name. Say Kol Shum Shiyeshma.
So the Rabbin and Tam.
What does it mean?
Rabbin and Tam doesn't learn that you write the words Kol Shum Shiyeshma.
Just a question, ordering?
Order, yeah. Which one do you write first? So you should write the Iker name, because if you write the Tuffle name first, and she's also otherwise known as, what do you mean otherwise known? That's a more popular name. Her more popular name is Miriam. She hardly knows. Yeah, according to the Bahag, the Gemara is writing the text that you write into the get. The Rabbein Tam says, so these are instructions. These are instructions. It's not the text that you write. It's the instructions of how you should write. Shulchan Aruch is a big arichas on this. The problem is the big arichas, the problem being that there's a machloikas, the Ramam and the Raivid. What if you write a get? A get can be written in any language. can write the whole get in English, he can write the whole get in Hebrew, he can write the whole get in Spanish. Probably, according to Rabbi Chaim Zalman, who knows, he may say that it's not from the Shivim Lashon, so it's gibberish, it doesn't count. Any language other than the Shivim Lashon doesn't count. So the Pasha, we don't hold like that. So the din is, he can write a get in any Lashon. But there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, in Hilchos Gerushin, can you write a get b'shtei Lashonos? Can you write a half a get in Hebrew and a half a get in English? So we're machmer on that we don't allow that. Either Rama says, but we do it all the time. We have a get that's written half in Hebrew and half in Aramaic. The Hebrew and Aramaic are two different languages. So the Rama says, no, Hebrew and Aramaic is a third language, Rabbinic Hebrew. It's another language, just like you have Spanish, and you have French, and you have Latin, and you have Hebrew, and you have Aramaic, pure Aramaic. So we have a Rabbinic Hebrew. Rabbinic Hebrew is a blend of Hebrew and Aramaic together. That's how we write all the time. The Rashba. The Rashba is written like that. The Ramban, all the Rishonim, all the Tzais, all the Rishonim, the Shach is written like that. That's Rabbinic Hebrew. So the Rama says that's okay. So here the Shaila is, let's say the person's name is Andre, something like that. So you know how to write Andre in English characters. The Shaila is, how do you write Andre in Hebrew letters? So who says you have to write it in the Hebrew letters? So write the whole get in Hebrew and write the name Bala. So we are machmir for this in this issue that we don't allow a get b'shtei lashonos. The nusach of the get itself is half Hebrew, half Aramaic, but the Rama defends that. He says that's Rabbinic Hebrew, that itself is a language. But we're going to write in a different alphabet. The whole get is going to be written in Hebrew, and then the name is going to be written in French or in English or in German, whatever, or in Russian, whatever. So it's going to be in Gansen a different script, a different alphabet. So then
Yiddish,
for sure,
Yiddish would be all right, or Ladino would be okay.
If it's in Hebrew characters.
Well, Yiddish is Hebrew characters.
Right, right.
Ladino is also Spanish Hebrew characters.
Right, so in Hebrew characters it is good. So that's why we always have the problem of converting all of the Goyish names into Hebrew characters. So that's why you have Svarim and Svarim on this. And even though one could have argued, the Achrayim point that even though one could have argued the point and said, when do you say that a get b'shtei lashonos is not accepted?
No,
that's if a chunk of the get,
the
text of
the
get, a chunk of the get is in Hebrew,
yeah.
Chunk of the get is in English. They hear the whole get is in Hebrew, just the name. Just one name, one word is it. So they say we're machmer for that also. That too goes under the category of a get b'shtei lashonos, that we don't permit it.
What if this the way means how you describe the person? So if you describe an English letter, in other words, if that describes the person, why should it be good? In other words, what I'm trying to bring out is, by writing in Hebrew letters, maybe we'll know who the heck he's talking about. But if you write English letters,
would have been much better. Avada would have been much better. But that's what the Pasuk say.
He never writes
in Hebrew letters.
About it,
that's a stark time. So we're chayshesh that if you're going to write it in English characters, it won't blend in with the Hebrew characters. There's no hemshechi. It's in davening. Davening is only the rabbanon, and so we're mekel. So we allow a person, let's say a person davens in Lashon HaKodesh, and then he wants to add a trina in English or in Yiddish. So the tzaddikim always, the Chafetz Chaim, all the Chassidish Rebbes, they always used to add on in Yiddish. So there were mekel that you can say a tefillah half in Hebrew and half in Yiddish. But because davening is only the rabbanon, but when it comes to Megillah, let's say you have a Megillah. So if a Megillah, the Mishnah says a Megillah, if the Megillah is written b'shal l'shaynes, is good. What if you have a Megillah that's written half in Hebrew and half in translation? So then they say, it's right to the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Gittin. Is there a hemshah from one language to the other? So by Megillah says to we're machmer. The Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't, they quote the Tshuvas Aran. I think the Beis Yosef quotes it, and then the Mechaber quotes it also. You should avoid, the Ran poses a question in the Tshuva, why do we insist on reading Mikra Megillah from an original Megillah from Hebrew, which most of the people don't understand? Make a good translation, write the Megillah Sester in translation, and lain from a translation. The Mishnah says, "Karm le giftim be giftis, kar le laws as balas." So why don't you write in translation? So the Ran says we can't do it because there are certain words in Megillah Sester that we don't know how to translate. The Gemara says, "Achash teronim," we don't know what it is. So the Ran says, so why not write in everything in translation and leave this in the original? We won't know how to translate it. So he says, no, the Magen Avraham quotes the whole Tshuvas Aran. No, we're choishish for this shita that there's no hemshech in between two different languages. There's no hemshech. I in the Megillah itself, achashtronim is not a Hebrew word. So how is it blended? It's akashim. The Megillah Sestah itself has a blend of different words. That's the Megillah Sestah. That's considered the original. That's okay. But if we're going to write a translation, there's going to be half Hebrew, half another one. So Megillah Sestah, even though it's only the Rabbanon, it's like Divrei Kabbalah. So Divrei Kabbalah we treat like Divrei Torah. So there we're machma. By get is a rather din deraisa, so we're machma. By davening is only the Rabbanon, so we're mekel. That you can have a blend, half Hebrew and half Yiddish. But by the Megillah, by the get, we're machma, not to have half and half, not only half and half, just to have the name written in German or in French, we also don't allow.
So you have your gossipusa. You have a moment.
The Torah itself, that's the text of the pasuk. That's how the Rav Shlom
like
dictated the pasuk. Yeah.
Huh?
By what?
How can I translate from Shemayim in English? And what would you say, the Lord?
He won't translate. No, a proper Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, you can't translate a proper noun. If the name is Moshe, it's Moshe. You can't say Moses. His name wasn't. So the Zayin Shem Sheinim Chokim is a shame. So you'll have to write over the name itself.
Maybe one of the reasons why the translation of the Reform was not good.
Because they translated the shame is also.
Exactly.
It's also a time. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's also a time. Someone read that in the sefer. I printed a sefer by Rav Soloveitchik. I quoted what he said. So someone approached me with great excitement. I should contact the people from Art Scroll who translated the Siddur. And some people may decide to daven from the translation because Halacha says you can daven. I should contact Art Scroll and tell them that they have to write down that those who want to daven from the English translation
have to say.
So I said, I don't know if they're interested. Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that when a person davens in translation, you can translate everything except for a proper noun. So you say, Moshe, let's say, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. So what are you saying? The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, his name wasn't Moses, his name was Moshe. So the word Moshe is a proper noun, you have to say it in the original. So he said, all of the seven names, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim, Kel, Al-Abdallah Nun Yud, all the other names, Tzvokos, are proper names. The Zayin Shem, the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are proper names. So they can't be said in translation. So it's not going to help you say, and the Lord spake unto Moses, say. You have to say, and the Lord spoke unto Moshe, and you can't say Lord. You have to say, all of the, you have to say the Shem.
Yeah.
So in the Art Scroll Siddur, someone pointed out, the Art Scroll Siddur, they don't have this. They have everything in translation. So this person got all excited. I have to call up the Art Scroll and tell them that they have to correct it because Rav Moshe Soloveitchik are gezocht. So I said, I don't know if they're interested in what the
Rav Moshe was also a translation of Monios. He must have sent it for Monios.
The Egyptian.
The Beis HaKadosh
of
Moshe.
From the Chumash, yeah, I don't know.
I remember reading about the Qumran papers and I saw a translated, what's the name, a get. They found a get there.
Mm-hmm.
And the get was written in Latin with Hebrew letters, but the names were taken, used not Latin names, they used Hebrew names.
Again.
I remember now. That's like
the get was written.
The get was written in Latin.
Latin letters?
Latin language in Hebrew letters.
Ah,
symbol.
That's all right. Transliteration.
Oh. But and the names were used, the Hebrew names, not Latin names. But I remember they commented on it.
Interesting.
It was from Qumran. It's authentic.
When is Qumran? When was that?
Qumran is
the
time of the Mikdash.
Wow. Sometimes they're based on English.
And again, possibly the reason that at least if you translate the names into Hebrew letters, everybody can read it, no matter where you are. If you just put it in Arabic script, you put it in Cyrillic, so like that, nobody can read it. It's a different language.
It's an interesting reason. I don't think that's a good reason. I don't think that's the official reason that they give. I think the official reason they give is this. To b'choshish for the Shita Sarambam, I think it is, that a get b'shtei l'shaynis is no good, even though it's 98% one loshen, and just the name is in a different script. But it's also a concern.
There's several things that can be done either in Lashon HaKodesh or something that has to be done in any language or specifically in Lashon
HaKodesh. Right.
Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They use the Jewish name, the original, they were born.
Yeah, yeah.
They use all the Jewish misnomers.
No,
no.
No. You change his name, you forget about the old name. So shame shen ishtaka.
Jewish misnomers,
you can change his name. What's it?
I believe that the mother said the note here that the King Kinoyan was a distorted language. It was gibberish. That's the long run.
The first daf in the Dorm Beis Amunav, there's a long run. So the Ran explains when the Gemara said Lashon Umis, it doesn't only mean
distorted one.
It means a distorted, that's really a slang on the Hebrew.
He says almost right, only the seventh of the
So it's already against, okay. Rabbi Fram Zalman Margolis, they're ready against the Rabbi Fram Zalman Margolis. A good Tekasha. It's clearly not from the iron, from the Sheev Melosh.
Yeah.
What do you do if there's no Hebrew letter corresponding to the secular sound?
So you have big problems. How do they, traditional ways how to convert. So they have long, that's what there's so many svarim on Shemus Gittin. How do you convert Goyisha names? German sounding names and French sounding names and Russian sounding names. That's what all the Svarim are all about. Every time you have a Haftarah, you always have to try to figure out what is the connection between the Haftarah and the Parshas HaShavua. So sometimes there's a superficial connection and sometimes there's a deeper connection. Here the obvious connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha is that in both there was a woman who didn't have any children for a long time and then later she gave birth to a child. So in the parsha you have Sarah didn't have any children for a long time, and then at the age of 90 she had a baby. And in the Haftarah you have the Isha Shanam has had a child. But it could be that there's a deeper connection. There is a Gemara in the end of Nida, and I got it in the end of Nida, part of it is a Mishnah in Negoim, that Anche Alexandria asked 12 questions of the Tana Reb Yeshua when he visited by them. So the Gemara says 3 were stupid questions, 3 were intelligent questions, 3 were philosophical questions. So, some of the questions, two of the 12 questions that they asked are connected with this week's Haftarah and the Sedra, that it's Kemat, the same Shaila that they asked. They asked the Shaila, Lot's wife, is she Mitame or not? A miracle occurred and a dead body that was flesh was converted into salt. Atahinit Siv Melach. So they asked the Shaila, is it Mitame? So so the Gemara considers that a stupid child. I don't know why. The Gemara considers it a stupid child. The Mefarshim talk about it. Why was it Divrei Buris? Why isn't it Divrei Chochman? He asked a good question. So he asked, no. Ameis Metame, Ben Amelach Metame. And then they asked the Shaila about the Ben Ashunamis was dead, and Elisha did a nes, and he brought him back to life. So they asked the Shaila, Ameis is Metame, is he still Metame? So he said, no. Ameis Metame, Ben Achai Metame. Not Mitami. So what did they think? So the Mefarshim and the An Yankif there all say the same. The Marsha and several other Mefarshim, they all say the same pshat. They were wondering, when you make a nes, does it really mean that the Teva Ha'olam changed? Or no? Basically, Lot's wife died, so there was a mace, and the Ben Ashenamis was dead. He's dead. He's a mace. He's Mitami. It looks to us like here's a mace that has properties like salt. Here's a mace that has properties like a chai. Walking around, he's getting married, he's having children, he's doing all kinds of stuff, but basically he's a mace. Basically he can't change teva. And that's what he told them, Divrei Buris, that's ridiculous. All of the Nisim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who created teva. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Shakai, can be Mishadid, Machas, Hatav, he can change. So this mace, this is no longer Besara mace, this is Melach. This is a Chefza Melech. He said, a mace metame, Melech ain't a metame. And this is a mace metame, Bachai ain't a metame. It's not a mace that acts like it's alive. It's totally different.
Artificial.
So it could be that this is an additional, to the superficial connection between the Sedra and the Haftarah. Could be that this is an additional connection, that the Tanoim saw a similarity between this incident and the Sedra, the incident in the Haftar. have the names in the get. Why isn't it good enough?
Okay.
Let's say if I want to sell you a house, so I'll write down in a document, let's say I own the building 24 Bennett. So I write down, I hereby sell you the building 24 Bennett Avenue that belongs to me. It doesn't have my name, doesn't have your name, but I give over this document in the presence of two witnesses. So that's halacha, that is good. We paskin like Rav Loza, Eidim Misira Karasi. And even though there's no Muchach Mitaycha, nothing, it doesn't say who, doesn't explain too much, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitaycha. So if that's good by Shtoris, by other Shtoris, so why shouldn't it be good by Get? So Tesis Taki says, Habina Shmoy Shmoy, and Daf Kofim and Aleph, the Gemara just mentioned one line on the Daf, the Gemara says that Get has to have the name of the husband, has to have the name of the wife. And the Gemara has a story there. Someone gave a get to his wife, didn't have his name, didn't have the wife's name, so the Gemara says that it's no good. There's a lack of Sheamus. If it's no good, there's a lack of Sheamus. The Taisa says, why do you need Sheamus? The Chlal. So they say, if you would have held like Rab Meir, that Eidi Chasima Karasi, that you have to have Eidi Chasima signed on the get. And if you need Eidi Chasima, then it has to be Muchach Mitoicha. Everything has to be explained clearly. It has to be Haggadah Eidus, who's getting divorced. So then we understand that you need Sheamus, then it's a din in Atur. But since we don't paskin like Rab Meir, we paskin like Rab Lazar, that Eidi Mesirika, so you don't have to have Eidi Chasima signed at all. So it's not a shtar raya. It cannot possibly serve as a shtar raya if there are no signatures at all. It's a shtar kinyan, so it doesn't even need Bukhuch Mitoicha. So Taisa says the whole requirement for writing names in the first place is only with the Rabbonim. That's what Taisa says. The way we paskin la locha. The Eidi Mesirah Karasi, so the whole need for Sheamus and the Get is in Gansan only with the Rabbani.
So the Hachomim can.
How's she going to prove that she's divorced? That'll be a problem.
That
how's she
going to
prove?
To look for it.
So she'll bring the Eidi. She'll bring witnesses that will testify that they were present when the husband gave her over the Get. She'll have to be able to prove it.
And
the Mishnah says, that's our Mishnah says, Mimnei Tikkun Olam, we would recommend to have Eidi Chasima. No, if you need Eidi, if you have Eidi Chasima, no, if you have Eidi Chasima, so they write their name. But Eidi Chasima means that it should be Muchach Mitoicha, that it should tell a story. So it doesn't tell a story if it doesn't have the name. So Mimele, if you make a takana, if you have a recommendation, that Eidi Chasima, so Mimele, it's understood that it's necessary to have
They're not going to sign on a blank piece of paper. The Eidim are not going to sign on a blank piece of paper.
Yeah.
They're signed
out
of something that...
But they have to match the requirement of the ketubah. The same way in the ketubah we have the name, so therefore when I make the get, it has to match the ketubah. No, the ketubah.
Not the same for the father. That's a good kasha. The answer is there are two kinds of shtaris. This is what Rav Soloveitchik used to give, shiurim and shiurim aban. There are two kinds of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. A shtar kinyan is like this. When a man is married and he wants to get divorced, he gives his wife a get, that makes the change. When I want to sell you a karka and I give you a piece of paper, a shtar, that creates the change. That makes the kinyan. So a shtar kinyan, we paskin like Rav Lazar, a shtar kinyan doesn't have to have Eidim signed on it, and it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitoichai. It just has to have the Sipra Maisa. I am selling you this character. I am getting married to you. I am divorcing you.
No, well, you need Eidim Kedushim, but you don't need Eidim to the Ksuba.
No, you don't need Eidim signed on the Shtar Kedushim. The Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. That's not a Shtar Kinyan. Ksuba is not a Shtar that affects the change. The din is there's a Takonis HaTanoim that whenever anybody gets married, he owes his wife ksuba. In case he divorces his wife, in case she becomes an almana, he has to pay ksuba, whether he likes it or not, whether he accepted it upon himself or not. So the ksuba is only a shtar raya to attest to the fact that they are married already. He didn't marry her with the ksuba, he married her with the ring. And to attest to the fact that in the event that he divorces her, she's entitled to collect. It's not because he gave her the shtar ksuba, that's why she's entitled to
it. It has nothing to do with the ksuba, the get has to do merely with the kedushin, not with the ketubah. It's a parallel to the kedushin, not to the ketubah.
Exactly. The kedushin, that's a kinyan, that makes a change, the getting married. The get makes a change. The ksuba doesn't make any change. The ksuba is just testifying that things exist already. That he is already married and she's entitled to the ksuba. So Ashtar Raya certainly has to have Eidim signed on it. If you don't have any Eidim signed on it, So where's the shtar raya? And it certainly has to have the names in it. If it doesn't have the names, so it's not a shtar raya. But the get, that's how Taisa says, the get, if the since we pass on like Rav Lazar, that a de mesira karsi, samika radin, a get doesn't really need Adam sign, then it doesn't need any Seamus. So the whole need for Seamus in the get is only with the Rabbanan. That's what Taisa says. And the Ran on that daf, the Ran on the Rif has the famous comment on Daf Chof that all of the later Achreidim point out. The Ran points out not so, not like Taisa. Even if one will adopt the position of Rav Lazar that Adam is Sira Karsi, and the get does not have to be Muchach Mitoicha, doesn't even need Adi Chassim on the bottom. But still, there's halacha that a get has to have extra lashonis. There's a din deraisa, you have to filibuster, so to speak. The get has to have a longer nusach than any other document, any other shtar. Where does that come from? So he says, that's a pasuk in the Chumash. Then he says, because of law, sefer krisus, so the Gemara interprets sefer, sfiras dvarim. What do you mean, sfiras dvarim? That you have to write, I am hereby divorcing my wife. Of course you have to write that. You don't need a gzeras hakosav. Well, obviously the pasuk means sfiras dvarim yiseirim. You have to have extra lashonis. So the Ran claims on Daf Chof that included in that gzeras hakosav is that you have to have shema yishma. That if you don't write the name of the husband, the name of the wife, that's a lack of sfiras dvarim yiseirim. So we are working now on the premise that it's necessary to write the Seamus begitin. So the shaila is like this: the fellow goes under a different name in a different country. In America, they call me Herschel Shechter. When I go to Eretz Yisrael, they call me Tzvi Shechter. Go on a different name. If I go chveis to Hungary, the stam will have a different way of saying my name. Neither, huh? Whatever. I'll have a Gunson, a different name. So the shaila is: what if the husband? So if I live in New York, the husband and the wife live in New York, and he's divorcing in New York. Akasha top and Akasha level. What's the shaila? So he writes the name that he goes under in New York, and that's all. No, he what? No.
Hamachone have all different names under
it. Oh, that's this Hamachone comes from this mission. We're going to have to see what it says here. So the Mishnah is like this: if he's giving the get to his wife and he lives here and she lives here and he writes the name that he goes under here, so there's no shaila. He writes that name. Shaila is he lives in Yehuda and is separated from the wife already a long time. She lives in Golil, and he or his wife have two different names. In Yehuda they go with one name, in Golil they go with a different name, and Gansin a different name. So which name is he going to write in the get? So if he's writing the get here, so if he's going to write the get, if he's going to write the name that he goes under in Yehuda, but the wife is getting divorced in Golil, so she's going to walk around with this get in order to prove that she's allowed to remarry, she's divorced.
Nobody,
you're going to say, what do you mean? That's not the name of your husband. Your husband's name is Yechanan, it's not Yosef. So someone else must have written the get that wasn't given by your husband. So that's why the Mishnah has this. Barishayna, in the earlier generation, before Rabbi Gamliel Azake and Hoya Mishana, the practice would be on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis on the top.
No.
We didn't learn everything. We left out a little bit, and some we already learned a little bit, so we'll continue here from Lamed Dalet Amud Beis on the top line. So it says, in an earlier generation, before the Takana, the practice would be Hoya Mishana Shmo Yushmo. When they would write the get, they would sometimes write a shinui, they would write a different name. What says write a different name? That's a glatnashu.
Yeah.
His name is Herschel and they write Jack. No, he goes under one name in Eretz Golu, under a different name in Eretz Yud, and they would write the name of the Mokma Ksivo. The Sefer is writing the get here, so he knows what my name is, so he writes the name here. And it doesn't occur to him, but the get is going to be delivered to the Isha in a different Medina, in a different part of Eretz Yisrael, where the husband goes under a different name. So that looked like a Shini Hashem. It wasn't really a Shini Hashem. If the man's name is Jack and you write Chaim, there's nothing to discuss. That's no good. That's a description of the wrong person getting divorced. We're not talking a real Shinui Hashem. We're talking, they wrote only the name from one Medina. They didn't write the name from the other Medina, so it appeared to the people in the other Medina as if it was a Shini Hashem. Or there would be B'shan Hashem Mira, B'shem Mira. Sometimes there are cities that go with different names. In Europe.
Chosmer and Sandomiesh, two different names. Our city had a name, Chosmer and Sandomiesh.
Well, who did? Some of the Yidden called it one name, and the Goyim called it a different name. There are a lot of cities like that in Europe, that the Jews called it by one name and the Goyim called it by a different name. So if you're going to write, that was in America, we don't have that anymore. Everybody calls it the same names. But if you're going to write, the name of the city was usually part of the person's name. They didn't have family name. My name is Herschel Schechter. So in Europe they didn't have. So they would call me Herschel Chreis. I was born in Scranton, so they called me Herschel from Scranton. They would write the Shem Mokam Aleba, or they would write the city where I live. So that's like a family name. So they would write my name with the name of the city where I come from, with the way the Jews would call the name of the city. Then you give the get to the wife, she lives in a different city where they're very secular. They don't use the Jewish names for the city. They use the Goyish names for the city. They never heard of this. Brisk. The Goyim never heard of Brisk. Breslitovsk and Gamsin, they never heard of Brisk. So that was the practice before the days of Rabbi Gamliel. They would write for Markham Aksiva, they would write the way Vizepashtein. They would write the man's name with the city that he comes from, the wife's city where she comes from, as describing the wife's name. And that would be a Shinoi Shemira v'Shemira. What do you mean a Shinoi? It would appear as if it's a Shinoi. Because the people in the Makam Kabbalos, I guess, and the Makam Anasina used to call that city with a different name. So a lot of the people won't even realize that that's the right person. They thought that they described a different person.
Different city.
And it's a different person who came from a different city. And the get was no good. A Libedem is the get was good. It wasn't really a Shinoi Hashem. It appeared to some of the onlookers. There was a Marisayan of a Shinoi Hashem of a Psul. So his kid, Rabbi Gamliel Azokain, he didn't want to have any Marisayan of a Psul. Shouldn't even look as if there's a Shinoi Hashem. Hatigemachta takone, sheyehekosei, that the Sefer should write into the get, Ish Ploini, he should write the man's name, V'chol Shum Sheyeshloi, and any other name that he has, or they should write the wife's name, Isha Ploinis. They should write her name, Chol Shum Sheyeshlo, or the name of the city, and then they would write the other names, Mepnei Tikkun Olam. Noted that there shouldn't be any Marisayan, that people shouldn't think that there's a Shini Hashem.
How would you write Shum?
Shum is the Aramaic for shame. Name. Chol Shem Sheyeshlo. The Mishnah uses Aramaic.
Like they do in any country. They write down, AKA, also known as,
Okay.
Yeah.
Like okay.
If your mother is being divorced now, you put down also known as Morris.
Okay.
That would be
right. Right. So now Tosfos has the top Tosfos has a machloikis. A machloikis. What this means? A famous dispute. There's a Sefer Halachas Gedolos that comes from the period of the Goyim. That's called the Gimel is the Halachas Gedolos. So they say, B'tepsi, the Halachas Gedolos goes al Seder Hashas. He goes every Mesich, he gives you all the Psalkim Halachas Lamais. So it says, B'tepsi Gitten Shal Halachas Gedolos in the text of the Nusach HaGet that appears in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, Kasuv Shteit Azoy, Shetzorach Lichta Beget, V'chol Shum V'chanicha D'Isli Uli Asroi. You write like this.
Yeah.
They write the men. The man names Chaim ben Eliyahu. Chaim, he writes Chaim. V'chol Shum v'chanicha disle. And any other alias or any other nickname that I have, ben Eliyahu, the son of Eliyahu. V'chol Shum v'chanicha disle. Whatever other alias, that's what you write. You don't write the. We don't write any other name that he has. And then you write who comes from the city Drins. V'chol Shum v'chanicha disle. So you just, the whole issue was one of Marisayin, that somebody may think that there's a mistake over here, that's not the husband's name, that's not the city where the husband comes from. But once he writes in any other name that he may have, so they'll batracht sich, and they'll realize, Mistami has, it goes under a different name over there. But the Balochas Gedolos, the Halochas Gedolos holds, you don't write out all the alias. You don't write the other nicknames that he goes under. You just write the real name, V'chol Shum V'chanicha Disley.
Not other names.
So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that doesn't make any sense?
Why the Rabbeinu Tam is the omniscient one?
Yeah. Let's say several names, several names.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about it a little bit. The Gemara is going to talk, then the Rabbeinu Tam is going to talk. So Tosfos quotes this from the Halachas Gedolos, and they say, Mashma, it would appear from the Halachas Gedolos, Shalosh and Zeh, your Kaisman Beget. But that's what you write. You don't write Chaim, who goes under the name Jerry, who's otherwise known as Yankel, who's otherwise known in other Medinas, known as Shmerel. Just write Chaim, and all other nicknames that he may possibly have, just to open up the mind of the onlooker that there's a possibility that he may have another name. That's all. So Tosfos says, Vein and Yehuda Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't think that that's correct. That's the pismon that you write. And what if he's a plain person? His name is Chaim. He gets an Aliyah Chaim. His name is always Chaim. They never change. Never had a Shin Hashem. Everybody calls him Chaim. Has no other alias.
Never.
Nicknames. Nothing. So you got to write Chaim. Got to write this pizman on everybody. Chaim. The whole shul mechanicha dislikes.
He doesn't have it.
So you're describing a different person.
Yes.
Because this husband only goes by the name Chaim. Has no other nicknames. No other alias. So that's the tain of Rabbi Natan. Ain't the other Rabbi Natan. He doesn't hold that it's correct. The zimnin sometimes does it de takola. Kishayin lo elo os Hashem. Hakosu beged. He doesn't have any nickname. Ain't no chanicha. He doesn't have any. Doesn't go under any other name. Okay. Shekaisa beged. V'chol shum chanicha dislay. Right. His name is Chaim and any other nickname. Ben Elio and any other nickname from the city New York and any other nickname. New York doesn't have any other nickname. The Big Apple. Big Apple is a New Amsterdam. So that's the shaila. If you're going to write this, near it appears as if Zeh get a lot of machash yesh lo shem chanicha. It sounds as if this get was from a different man who has a name Chaim and he has a nickname. And the man taka doesn't have a nickname. So Rabbi Natan holds that that's not correct. So Rabbi Natan is chaylik in Gansen on the halachas gedolos, and he says kachni le Rabbi Natan. When it says in the Mishnah, you write ish ploni. You don't write that in the text.
No. You write the nicknames.
You write the nickname. If he has nicknames, you write who also goes under this alias, also has this nickname, also has that nickname. And then you have rules and regulations in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say they call him Shorty. So you don't write Shorty. That's not a name. Blondie. You don't write Blondie. So you write any other name. It goes Chaim, Jack, John, whatever. Those kind of names you write. Anything that's a name you write. A kitzah Hashem, you don't write. Let's say his name is Chaim, and they call him Chai. Chai is the same name as Chaim. What are you going to write? That's a heifer name. Herschel, they call him Heshi. The same thing. So you don't write the kitzah Hashem. His name is Tzvi, they call him Herschel. That's a different name. Tzvi is Hebrew, and Herschel is Yiddish. But to say, and he also goes under the name Heshi, that's the same thing as Herschel. So kitzah Hashem, you don't write. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote three shittas. Here in Tais, there are two shittas. You have the shita of the Halachas Gedolos that you don't spell out the other nicknames. You just write this pisma, Chol Shul Chanecha Disle. And Rabbi Natan has the tiny, what are you going to do if he doesn't have any nickname? So Nirek Shu, Shalom the Macher. Rabbi Natan says you don't write Chol Shul Chanecha Disle, you spell out what the names are. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes a third shita that's a combination of both, that you satisfy the Rabbi Natan and the Baal Halachas Gedolos. So you write Tzvi, who was also known as Herschel, was also known as this, also known as that, and then after that, you write Chol Shem Chanecha Disle. So that's a bigger problem. That's a bigger problem. You used up all the nicknames, and then you write Chol Shem Chanecha. That's a bigger question. That's a bigger question. You write, you spell out all the nicknames, and then you write, and any other nickname that it may pass by. But it doesn't have, you've already exhausted all the nicknames. Yeah. So this is no good. The Rabbi Natan says, what are you going to do if he doesn't have it? Here we just used up all the names. And then you write Chol Shem Chanecha Disle. So the later Achreinim say that Bizman has had that problem with Sal, because everybody has a family name. And we don't write the family names in the get. So we're saved. So
we write the family names.
So we don't write. We don't write family names in the get. We don't write the family names. The Gemara says later, what did the Yevit?
They always had a family name, Shmuel Ben David or Avori.
Ben David, yeah.
Yeah, but
so this is also a family name. What's the difference?
No. It can be
Ibn Ezra. Let's say Ibn Ezra, a family name like that. Ibn Ezra something. So they don't. You don't write family names. The Mishnah says that Bidi Yevet. Here there's a Gemara.
What identification you do?
No, in a get, the meaning is that we don't write. In a get, the meaning is here's the Mishnah. On Pei Zayinam and Beis. See, Tais is going to discuss it. On Pei Zayinam and Beis is a Mishnah. How are you supposed to write? How are the Edom supposed to sign on a get? Aaron Ksuba, for that matter.
Yeah.
Why talk about a get? We're learning Gittin, we're talking about a get. Same thing for Ksuba. How are you supposed to sign? So the Mishnah, the last few lines in the Mishnah say, Ish Ploni Eid Kosher. I write Tzvi Eid. My name is Tzvi Ben Alimelech. So if I write Tzvi Eid, it's good. What if I write Ben Ishploini Eid? Also kosher. I write Ben Elimelech Eid. It's kosher. What if I write Tzvi Ben Elimelech? Then I don't have to write Eid. If you write your correct name, Tzvi Ben Elimelech, there's no need to write Eid, because you wrote your whole name. But if you only write Tzvi, you wrote your first name.
What does Eid accomplish?
I don't know.
Because you can have a brother, who do you know who wrote it?
Yeah.
It can be
then. Anachanam, the dick. How do you know who wrote it?
Yeah,
you can tell from the handwriting who wrote it.
It could be any Tzvi.
The Gemara says that you don't have to... The Gemara says, Rab Tzir Kavra. Rab used to draw a picture of a fish. And they all knew that that was his seal.
Right, so they see the Gemara... That's a code.
If you use a...
Rav Soloveitchik, Suchan Levachi used to say that, you know, Dr. Lynn has a very fancy handwriting, very fancy or very sloppy, however you'll consider it. Yeah, however you look at it. So when he was dealing with Mr. Gruss, giving money, he was giving a lot of money to the yeshiva, Mr. Gruss, all of our shalom. So Mr. Gruss used to complain, why does Dr. Lamb write such a sloppy signature? Why doesn't he sign Norman Lamb? So Rav Soloveitchik said, he was complaining, Mr. Gruss was complaining to the Rav. So the Rav told us in Shias, I told Mr. Gruss that the Gemara says, Rav Tzia Kavra, Rav used to draw a fish. There's no aloha that says that you have to. So he says, go explain to Mr. Gruss that there's no aloha that you have to. So he pleaded with Dr. Lamb. The Rav pleaded with Dr. Lamb. So he, next time he sent a letter to Mr. Gruss, he spelled it out. N-O-R-M-A-N. He spelled it out slowly. Instead of the fancy signature that he has, a sloppy signature, he can't make anything out. He just spelled it out. So the Rav pointed out, when you sign your name, there's no need that it should say, I write Ben Eli Melech. I'm not the only one Ben Eli Melech. There are many other people. But I'm not the only Tzvi Ben Eli Melech either. So the uniqueness of the signature is not so much that this is me, I have this name, nobody else has the same name. The uniqueness is the handwriting. And even if many other people have the same handwriting, it doesn't matter. That's the halacha. It's good, even though it doesn't really explain who I am. So the Mishnah makes such a distinction. If you write, I don't understand why. The Mishnah says if you write Tzvi Ben Elimelech, there's no need to write Eid. It's obvious who you are. But if you just wrote Tzvi, or you wrote Ben Elimelech, then you have to write Eid
at the end. What does the Eid add to it to make it better? Just more writing to be able to...
I don't know.
Not more writing.
But you have a long name.
To finish the line.
You have Alexander.
Finish the line.
Write anymore afterwards.
So no one should be able to write anything afterwards.
It should be the same thing by the other one also. Tzvi Ben Elimelech should also be eight.
If I write Tzvi Ben Elimelech, someone else can, let's say the name
that. Still
continue.
You can write, you can add more.
Maybe an indication the fact that when you write A, that you're writing that something is missing with Kavana. In other words, not that somebody erased something like that. A indicates I'm writing a name, but it's not the full, complete name. I'm not being erased anything.
Mm-hmm. Could be. I don't know, it could be. The Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel writes a minig like this, that by Ksuba, when you write Tzvi Ben, when you sign your name, you write Tzvi Ben Elimelech, you don't have to write Eid. And by Get, you write Tzvi Ben Elimelech Eid. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah is Gittin. The Mishnah says when you write Tzvi Ben Pliny, your name and the father's name, there's no need to write Eid. And then the Mishnah says, V'kachoy n'ki hadash ab Yerushalayim oisim. That was the practice of the medaktikim in Yerushalayim, the people who used to be very medaktik, that they would, Rashi writes, they would write Loshen Ketzora. They didn't want to write anything extra. So they knew this din, that if you write Tzvi Ben Elimelech, that's enough. So that's all they wrote for their signature. They didn't bother to write Eid. So the Beis Shmuel writes in Ebenezer that the meaning is that by a get, we don't do like the Niki Adas. When you write Tzvi Ben Elimelech, you write Eid. It's not Me'akev, the Mishnah says.
Right.
But you do write Eid. By Ksuba, you don't write Eid. What's the difference in a Ksuba and a get?
One is a star writer, the other is a star writer.
So why should that make a difference? Star writer,
it has to be a full, working document, a little document.
So you should write Eid.
Everything, that's
from Fakir.
It is the opposite.
Beyond doubt.
And the marriage, it has to be perfect. Ksuba, she only shows what the person is going to get. That's only right.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't know. The Beis Shmuel quotes this from an early Achim, gives a different difference. He gives a halachic difference. He says there is a din, this taka, an interesting din. The get has to be written b'loshan habal. It has to say, I am divorcing you, my wife. I, the husband, Pliny and Pliny, am divorcing you. The ksuba doesn't write, I am marrying you. The ksuba says, we, the undersigned, testify, heich. Hech, the word hech means we don't. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, they have ksubas that say anachna chasumi mato. Needed. Hey, so usually most of the Anan Sahadi says. Anan Sahadi, we testify. So the Ksuba is written Beloshen Ha'edim. So the two people on the bottom don't have to identify who they are. Obviously they said, we are testifying. Anachna Chasumi Mato Mi'edim Anan Sahadi. So of course they write them. So the Ksuba, the Beis Shmuel writes in Ebenezer, there's no need for them to write A. Unless they just write Tzvi. Or they write Ben Elimelech. But they write Tzvi Ben Elimelech, then the Mishnah says you don't need the word A. So you don't have it in the Ksuba. But in a Geret, he says, even though the Mishnah says Mikra Din, you don't need it, but the Minig that the early Achronim, and maybe the late Rishonim, the Minig developed, then in a Geret, you always write Eid, because the Geret is not written B'loshen Eid, the Geret, Al Pi Halacha, has to be written B'loshen Abal. There's a, in the Rif, there's an Esek about this, because the Rif in the end of the Mesichta gives you a text of a Geret, like the Rabbeinu Tam quotes here from the Teifes HaGeret of the Seif Halacha Gedolos. From the text of the Get that appears in the Bahag. So the Bahag was before the Rif. So the Rif also has here. The Rif on page 90, that's Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Those who have a Rif
don't
have a Rif. Okay. So you take my word for it. So the Rif has the following text. The Kach V'Kach V'Shabbos, the Kach Kach Yerach Loni gives you the date. Yeah, Lebriyas Olam, the date, which year, B'Minyana, the minion that we use in this city. It says, Eich, Ano Ploini Ba Ploini V'Kol Shem. What do you mean, Eich? Eich means that it's written, B'Loshen Ha'edim, we testify, we the underside on testifying, the way we saw him divorce his wife. So the Rosh picks on the Loshen, he says that it's wrong. That's no good. The Shtar, the Get, may not, is not supposed to be written, B'Loshen Ha'edim. Not supposed to be, Anan Sahadi Eich. Even if you leave it on the outside, it's not supposed to say Eich. In the Ksub it says Eich. Even if it doesn't say on the outside, it says Eich. So it means we are testifying that he married the woman and he promised to love and honor and cherish her and support her and give her the Ksub and so on. But in the Get, they pick on this, they say that the Rishonim say that they think it's a mistake that it says Eich and the Rif. It's not supposed to say Eich. The Get is not supposed to be written B'loshen Eidim, it's supposed to be written B'loshen Abal. So that's the meaning that the Beis Shmuel quotes, that the Eidim, even though they write Tzvi ben Elimelech and the Mishnah says, there's no need to write Eid. In a Get, the meaning is that they write Eid because the whole Get is not written Meloshen, it's written Meloshen Abal, so they want that they should identify themselves. And the Nachla, there's a Sefer Nachla Shiva from one of the early Achronim from the 1500s. Nachla Shiva is from the 1500s, I think. So the Nachla Shiva has all about Ksuba. So then there was a Hungarian Rav who made a Kitzur Nachla Shiva. Because when the Rabbanim came to Achasana and they wanted to fill in the Ksuba, so they're not going to go bring a whole Nachla Shiva, a whole big sefer like this. So there's a kitz of Nachla Shiva, a little pocketbook that you can carry in your inside the pocket. That has just the kitz abridged, very abridged. Just tells you how to spell the names and how to fill out the name of the month and the number of the days and so on. So in the kitz of Nachla Shiva, the Hungarian kitz of Nachla Shiva, he writes that now the minig is that even in Ksuba, even if they write Pliny ben Pliny, we tell them that they should write A. What is it based on? Beis Echmish. That's it. I don't know. So the Mishnah says here, on Pezayin on the base.
If you sign your Ksuba as an aide, you say, let's say, Yosef Ellenberg, that's okay? Or it has to be Yosef and Ari Zayt?
You can write Yosef, aide, and it's also good.
Yeah.
Chatchila, the meaning is that you write Yosef Ben Ari Zayt,
you don't
aide.
Write the family name.
The Rav used to recommend that you should write, Rav Moshe has also in the Sefer, he recommends you should write Ploini, Ben Ploini, Le Mishpachas Ploini, A. You should write the mishpachas also. Not only on the husband's name and on the wife's name in the ksuba, but on the Eidim's name also. That's what Rav Moshe writes. In order that it should be easier to identify who they are, in case anyone's going to be holding by collecting the ksuba later, Halila, so they should be able to remember who the people were who signed the ksuba. There shouldn't be any shock.
You want to look up the person in the telephone book, you can find him Ben Schleber.
Yeah, just by the first name. Yeah.
So, but they don't have it. They don't have in the ksubis that the mishpachas. Most of the ksubis are not signed.
You sign it yourself.
No, you don't sign. No. You don't write the mishpachas Kleinman or mishpachas.
That's what Rav Moshe recommends. Yeah. You should write Pliny Ben Pliny Limishpachas Pliny. Right. He says you shouldn't write. Apparently, years ago in America, they used to have in ksubis a space to write the family name by the chasen kala, not by the yedim. They used to have a space by the chasen kala. So they would have in the old ksubas, they would write space Pliny, Ben Pliny, Hamachuna Pliny. So they would use Hamachuna for the family name.
So Rav Moshe doesn't like that. He writes in his Shadas HaTshuvas that he, because the word Hamachuna has a technical term, it's a nickname for the first name. His name is Chaim and they call him Jack. So that's called Chaim Hamachuna Jack. So he says you shouldn't use Hamachuna for the family name. You should write Limishpachas. That's what Rav Soloveitchik also recommended. You should write Limishpachas. In Eretz Yisrael, they make a difference. By the boy's name, my daughter just got married in Eretz Yisrael. So the Masada Kiddushin, who was there, was telling the Chosin how to fill out the Ksuvah. So he told him, by the boy's name, you write Pliny Ben Pliny, Limishpachas Pliny. By the girl's name, she's not going to go under her maiden name anymore.
Right.
She's going to go under her married name, we hope. So some people maintain the maiden name.
Yeah.
So she's going to go under the married name. So what do you mean, Lemishpacha? She's not going to be known Lemishpacha Shechter anymore. So they write Lebeis. Lebeis means that she was formerly from that home. She comes from that family, but she's no longer from the Shechter family. Now she's from the Posen family.
The difference in Mishpacha is Lebeis.
Yeah. Right. To make such a distinction, so it really means the same thing.
Yeah, mishpachas and beis.
Mishpachas and beis, same thing, but just to make a distinction to imply that we don't.
And beis is the origin. Mishpachas is
now
where you live.
Present.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Beis is the past.
So that's the mashmor. Right. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has it. Rav Soloveitchik only recommended they should write by the name of the chassan and the name of the kala. Pliny ben pliny le mishpachas pliny. He didn't recommend by the Eidim, because like he told Mr. Gruss, you can draw a picture of a fish, it doesn't matter. You can draw a picture of a log, it doesn't matter. So if you write Tzvi ben Alimelech, it's also good. There's no need to write the Mishpachas. But Rav Moshe had a different concern. Rav Moshe recommends you should write the Mishpachas by the Chosen and the Kala also. But then he writes, you should even have the Eidim also write the Mishpachas, that it should be in the event that you want to identify who they are later, it should be it'll be easier to remember who they were if they write the Mishpachas. So the Mishnah, the way we have it on Pei Zayin and Bei, says the Kachoy and the Ki Adas Yerushalayim. And what do they do? The Rashi says these Niki Adas or Yanoigim Shalashanim Ktsara. They wouldn't speak extra words, and they wouldn't write extra words. They would do Bekitzer. They would do everything Bekitzer. Where did Rashi get such an idea that the Ki Adas Yerushalayim do things Bekitzer? That's probably the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Kamma. It says the Kishahizik. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, what kind of a verb is chav hamazik? Should say kishahizik chayov hamazik l'shalem. So the Gemara has a lashon haitana Yerushalmihi, the noket nishta lishne klila. The Tana is from Yerushalayim where they say everything bekitzer. Lishne klila. So Mistama, that's what Rashi had in mind over here. Mishnah says the Nikiya Hadash of Yerushalayim, the old Yerushalmis had a minig that they speak Bekitzer and they write Bekitzer, so they wouldn't add the word aid unnecessarily. They'll just write Tzvi ben Alimelech and that's all. That's how we have in the Mishnah. Then the last line in the Mishnah says, Kasel Chanechasa v'chanechasa kosher. What if instead of writing, we're talking over here about the Eidim.
Yeah.
This Mishnah goes on the Eidim, not on the husband and the wife's name, on the name of the Eidim. What if instead of writing Pliny ben Pliny aid, he writes Shechta aid? He writes the family name. That's how the Gemara says on the next daf. Kosov here on Peches and Aleph, right in the middle is two dots. There's Kosov, Chanichas, Chanichas, Kosher, Tarabon, Chanichasovis. Chanichasovis means the family name. Ibn Tibin, Ibn Ezra, something like that. Shechter, he writes the family name. Chanichasovis. So the Mishnah sounds like it says Kosher. The B'rievit, it's Kosher. But La'atchile, it's not right to write the family names. It's not correct to write the family names. The Rabbeinu Tam here, and the Taisus Pechesem and Aleph. There's a Taisus the Dibra Maschel, the Kachoy and the Ki Adash of Yerushalayim. It doesn't really belong over here. This Taisus belongs really on the Mishnah. It says Shaykh Le Mishnah. The Kachoy and the Ki Adash of Yerushalayim Kaisvim. Shaloha Yerushalayim Ela Ish Pliny Ben Pliny. They didn't bother to write aid at the end because it wasn't necessary. That's Rashi's Pshat. However, Rabbeinu Hanan and the Rabbeinu Tam have a different Girsa in the Mishnah. They have the story with the Niki Adas as the last line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should continue. The Mishnah reads, if you write, Tzvi ben Alimelech, there's no need to write aid. Kosher v'chanichas v'chanichas kosher. If you write a chanicha, is also kosher. The kachoy Niki Adas should be shalayim oisim. That's the way they did l'chatchila. So the way the Rabbeinu Hanan and the Rabbeinu Tam have the gear said that the Niki Adas line belongs last, and that was what their practice was. So you can't read Kasa Chani Chasa Chani Chasa Kasha B'di'evet. So what, the Niki Adas Yerushalayim did something that's only B'di'evet? So the Mishnah is recording something that's wrong. If you call him Niki Adas, it means that you're giving him a Yashar Koyach. He's saying that they did something right. So the Mishnah means to say that it's good L'chatchila. How can it be good L'chatchila, but we usually assume that Chanicha is only good B'di'evet? So the Rabbeinu Tam comes up with the idea there are two kinds of Chanichasas. If you write Ibn Tibin A, you write Shechter A, that's only good B'di'evet. L'chatchila, it's not right to write only family names. You should write the first names. Want to write the family name also, like Rav Moshe says, Mehechetesa. Tzvi Ben Elimelech, Mishpacha Shechter, Mehechetesa. But the Iker is you should write Tzvi Ben Elimelech. But if you write a nickname, let's say I'll write Herschel, then my father's name is Elimelech, but nobody calls him, they call him Melech. So I'll write Herschel ben Melech, A. So I write a Chanicha on my name, I wrote a Chanicha on my father's name. It's not the Chanicha Sovis, I didn't write Shechter Eid. Shechter Eid is only good for the Yevin, Chanicha Sovis. But a Chanicha on my name, that's kosher lachatchila. But Kachoy, the Kiyadah, Shubi Shalayim Oisim, they did it lachatchila like that. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Hananel had the Girsa in the Mishnah that the last two lines are reversed. They had the Girsa Chanichas, Chanichas, Koshev, Kachanim, Dashav, Shalayim, Kosim, Pirish, Shalohar, Kosim. They didn't write the real name, they only wrote the name that everybody called them, Allah Chanichas. Aye, but the Gemara says Chanichas Ovais, Shechter, Ibn Tibet, no, that's a different Chanichas. Yeah. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Bryson,
it's the same Chanicha that he has.
A lot of times, yeah. Same. A lot of times when you have a Gemara, the Gemara quotes a caption from the Mishnah. It says, Kasal Chanicha, Chanicha, Kasha. Then it says, Tana Rabbana, Chanicha, Savas, Begit, Nad Yadurs. Is that Bryce explaining the Mishnah? Is that Bryce a separate din?
Yeah.
Had enough, the Bryce is explaining the Mishnah as a separate din. So the Balamor has a clout. In the yeshivas, no one pays attention. Balamor says it depends if it says Tana, or it says Tana Rabbanon, or it says Tanya. If it says Tana, then the Brisa is explaining the Mishnah. Tana means that this Brisa was written like a Bartanura on the Mishnah. Tana means a Brisa that was... Tana introduces a Brisa that was originally composed as a commentary on the Mishnah, as opposed to Tana Rabbanon. Now Tanya introduces a separate Anaya Brisa. So that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam reads it. It doesn't say Tana, it says Tana Rabbanon. It's unrelated to the Mishnah. It's not the same as the Mishnah. That's not the way we learned. That's not the way Rashi learned. Rashi learns Chanichas, Chanichas means the family name. Shem Lavai Shalom Mishpacha Kula. Rashi and the Mishnah writes Chanichas means the family name, Ibn Tibet. And that's what the Gemara calls Chanichas Sovis. So Rabbeinu Tam does not hold like that. The Chanichas Sovis, what does he write? The Chanichas Sovis, the big Gemara, but the Gemara talks about Chanichas Sovis. Loi Ayri B'Chanichas Ha'ish, Kidahacha. It doesn't go on the name. Instead of Tzvi, he wrote Herschel. Instead of Elimelech, he wrote Melech, or some other nickname. It doesn't go on that. Helech Anicha Shevi Mishpacha Nikris Al Shmo. Shal Mishpacha Nikris. That's only good B'di'evet. Chanicha Sov is only good B'di'evet, not L'chatchila. And the Mishnah says, Chanicha Sov is good. That's if he wrote the nickname of the person himself. So here the Rabbeinu Tam is going to discuss the following topic. What we just discussed the last 5 minutes, the last 10 minutes, this is nicknames on the Edom. But the Edom, like Rav Soloveitchik said, the Edom can sign a picture. They can sign a fish is also good. Rav Tzia Kavra, Rav drew a picture of a fish. So maybe that's for Edom you have like that. But what about the halacha that you have to write Shemes Begitten? So Rabbi Gamliel, Gemachta Takone, you have to write Kol Shuma Chanicha Disloy. So had the Rabbeinu Tam learn not like the Baal Halachas Gedolos, that you write that line with Kol Shum Chanicha Disley. No, the Satish Kinzin. You write down the original name and the nicknames and everything. You write down the name that he gets by the Aliyah. My father likes to tell over that story that a woman was getting divorced, that he said, you have to ask all the names. So he asked, what's your name or what do people call you? When your father gets an Aliyah, he says, Mishaberach. So how does he say? So what do you mean when my father gets? When I get an aliyah, they call me up to the town. The woman says, I get my own aliyah. They call me up to the town. I make my own mishaber. I don't need my father to make the mishaber. Yeah. In the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have such a hasod. They talk when the father makes a mishaber for the door. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about the different names. They talk about the Shem Arisa, the name that he was given in the cradle when he was born. What's the Shem Arisa? The Shem Sha'ol Bo Latar, the three names. The Shem Arisa means the name that they gave him by the bris when he was a baby.
then Shem Shaola Baba Torah is not always the same. Then the Shem Harogel B'fi Akol, what do people call him? Sometimes the Shem Arisa will be Hashem Shenishtaka. When he was a little baby, they called him that name, and now, the last 50 years, nobody calls him that name anymore. Because one person calls me up on the phone, one person from all the people I know, calls on the phone, he says, hello, is Heshi there? So my wife says, who? There's only one person. He used to learn with me 40 years ago, literally, over 40 years ago, 42 years ago, he used to learn with me. He used to call me Heshi. So when he calls, so my wife knows only one person, that's it. This mom is a shame, Shenishtaka. Nobody calls me by that name anymore. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Shem Shenishtaka you don't use. You don't write. If you had a name 30 years ago, and since then nobody else uses that name, you're not supposed to write that name into the gift. Shem Shenishtaka doesn't matter. That's going to be a topic that Tais is going to discuss over here. Let's say there's a Jew who became, the Bali Atesis lived at the time of the Crusades. So the Crusaders were traveling through Europe and they would threaten the Jews. Either you become a Meshumad and you worship Yashke, or we're going to kill you. So many gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem, and many were Nitzel. The Rabbi Natan was Nitzel. Rabbi Natan was almost killed on Shavuos. He was Nitzel, but Nisim he wasn't killed. And others became Meshumadim. So sometimes you would have a couple, the husband would become a Meshumad to save his life, and the wife would run away. The wife would be Nitzel. Or the wife would become a Meshumadis, and the husband would be Nitzel. So the Bali HaTesis discussed such cases. The husband became a Meshumad, and the wife remained observant, and she doesn't want to remain married to a husband who's a Christian. So he's going to give her a get. He's going to give her a get. And he just changed his name. He used to be known as Chaim, and now he's known as a Goyisha name.
George.
So, and he doesn't want to be known as Chaim anymore. He wants to wipe off the whole past. He wants to forget about his name. So do you consider that a Shem Shenishtaka? The Yiddish name that he used to have, is that a Shem Shenishtaka? He can only write the present. He's Makbid, he doesn't want anybody to call him with the Yiddish name anymore. Because they're going to kill him if he maintains his identity. He wants to go under the new name. So should I consider that a Shem Shenishtaka, that would passel again? You have to dafke write the Christian name. So Rabbi Natan says Chatz V'Sholem. That's the next thesis.
But can he still give a get even though he accepted Christianity?
Yeah, most of the Pasen Hall can give a get. Yeah.
Because it was accepted by force. Before.
No. He's still married to her. He can give the get. Why not? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Even if he became a Meshumad Midaito, it doesn't matter. A Meshumad can still give again. No. So the next taisa starts off like that. Shaila the Rabbi Natam. They asked the shaila. Unfortunately, wasn't one shaila. They had many shailas. Al mumal abedis come. This on lamed dalad on a base. Al mumal abedis kechavim. The husband became a Meshumad, and the wife did not. Doesn't came Meshumad to save his life during the period of the Crusades, and the wife did not. And she does want to remain married with him, so she wants a get. So when they write the get, which name do you write? She gives his ishtoi, l'indichta the get al Hashem shal yahadus. They wrote the name that he used to have previously, but he doesn't go under that name anymore.
Yeah.
Should that be considered like a shem shenishtaka? Well, Hashem shal avit kochavim. They didn't use the goyisha name that he goes under now. What's the din? What are you talking about? You write the goyisha name. The Christian name and a get is a religious document. No, you dafke write the Yiddish name. It should be a Shem Shenishtaka. So that's not a Shem Shenishtaka. And he brings a raya from the same din in the reverse. Let's say he had a Nochri who converted, became a Yid. So when he was a Nochri, he went under real Goyish name. And that became a Yid. Avram. You call him Avram. So, and then he gets married and he gets divorced. It doesn't work out. So what name do you write on the get? You write Avram ben Avram Avinu, you write. What if instead of writing the new name, you wrote the old name, which he really doesn't use anymore, he doesn't want to use it anymore. Now he's an observant Jew, he doesn't want to go under the Christian name. So the Tosefta says that it's kosher. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam's raya. Why don't you consider that a Shem Shenishtaka? That's not a Shem Shenishtaka. Shem Shenishtaka means, for the last 30 years, they just stopped using it. But here, everybody still knows that that's his name. That's not a secret. For religious reasons, he wants to break off with the past. The Ger wants to break off with the Goyish past, and the Meshumad wants to break off with the Yiddish past. But they're forcing it. They're like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, HaShechecht Avarecha B'Mishnasai,
But it's only actually Yisirei Miliba. He wants to forget it. So over here, intention. He wants to forget his name that he used to go. But we didn't forget his name. Everybody knows that his name used to be Pliny. So that's not called the Shem Shenishtaka. That's what Taisus brings the right. Hey, where are you? Rabbi Natan proved it from the Tesefta that says in Paragraph Ger Shishin Shmoy, the Shem of the Kechavim. They wrote the get instead of. When he converted, he switched his name from a Goyishan name to a Yiddish name. But then they wrote the get, they switched it back again. They wrote the Goyishan name from 10 years ago. Everybody knows that that's the name that he used to go under, which he no longer goes under. So it says kosher, but he ever is kosher. So what do you see? That's not called the Shem Shenishtaka. So who Adid B'mumer, the same thing by a Yid who became a Meshumid. If you write the old name, that which he wants to forget about, but we didn't forget it yet, that's not called. Right, that's not called. The Shem Yaharis is kosher. But he says over here it's different. The Rabbi Natam says, by the Goy, by the Ger, who used the original Goyish name that he had, that the Sefer says, kosher, but he ever. But l'chatchila, you're not supposed to write the Goyish name, you're supposed to write the Yiddish name. Here the Rabbi Natam says that since b'diyeved by the Meshumid, he just became a Meshumid now. If you'll write the Yiddish name that he used to have for the first 30 years of his life, first 40 years he went under Yiddish name. If you write it b'diyeved, it will be good, so we would recommend you should write it l'chatchila. What are you going to write? A Goyish name in a Yiddish document? That's what the Rabbi Natam says. First he proves that b'diyeved is good. Once it's good b'diyeved, and then he says he would recommend it even l'chatchila. On the bottom of the Tosefta, if you take a look in Perek Vav in the Tosefta, they have, oh, you don't have a Tosefta, you don't have a Rif, you don't have a Tosefta. On the bottom of the Tosefta, they have the commentary Minchas Bikurim. So he writes a comment over here that I don't think is correct at all. Those who have, it's the top line on page 30, the very last page. The very last page and everything here. Acharei Kechlos HaKol, is this Tosefta, Ger Sheshina Shmo, Gishem Ha'avik Kachavim Kosher. The Ger, when he converted, he changed his name. But now when he writes the Ger, they wrote the old name. They wrote the early name. So it says, B'diyeved, it's Kosher. So he writes on the bottom of the page, commenting on this Tosefta. Hafalpi Shenishtaka Memeno Shem Akusim. Even though it's a Shem Shenishtaka, still the Tosefta says that it's Kosher. The Pashtus isn't Shulchan Aruch that that's not correct. If you use a Shem Shenishtaka, that's not his name.
Yeah.
He doesn't go under that name. The Tosefta means to say that it's not called a Shem Shenishtaka. Well, the Shem Shenishtaka wouldn't be any good.
Didn't you have before, you said about Flanagan and, you know, Shemis Mufakim, I think you said they were when the Goyim signed the...
Shemis Mufakim. Is it obviously non-Jewish
right,
name or not? Yeah.
And we said it was kosher.
Kosher is what he is.
Because this is his name.
That's a different thing. If you get we paskin, you don't need Eri Chassima. If you give a get in the presence of two Eri Mesire, we paskin like Rav Lozer is also good. But what happens if you have Eri Chassima who are Kroivim or Ganovim? So that's called Mezuyif Mitoycha, that's possible. So what if they're Goyim? What if Goyim sign? That's also no good, Mezuyif Mitoycha. But what happens, what's wrong with Goyim who sign on the bottom of the get? What's the Hashash? But I gave the get in the presence of two kosher Edom. So what do I care that Goyim sign? So it's like ink. So the Gemara says, no, there's a concern. To use them, I may rely on the two Edom Chassima. To use them as Edom Asir. But what if their names are Flanagan and Hooligan, whatever? So it's obviously Shemus Mufakim, Goyish name, so obvious. Everybody knows that these are non-Jews. They're not going to rely on them for Edom Asir. So the Gemara said, that's a machlekes hatanaim on daf yud and on daf tes, since the chashash and dilmos and the mismachalayu, that you may use them for Edom Asir, the chashash doesn't apply. So some tanaim held that there's no psula mezuyif and teuchah. So the old mezuyif and teuchah is only the rabbanon, because it is chashash, he may use them for Edom Asir, and near the chashash doesn't apply. That's a different thing. It's a different thing.
Can we learn from the last two words of the Mishnah, Shem Tikkun Olam, that the whole thing is not ma'akev, that if whatever you wrote, if you didn't even fulfill, because like we learned once before, Tikkun Olam is merely recommendation,
yeah.
But then ma'akev.
Therefore, if this is true,
then all this is superfluous what we wrote, it doesn't really matter how you wrote.
No, b'diyeved. We're talking about l'chatchila. So here is a shaila like this. We learned on daf peches,
We just learned on Daf Peches about the Rabbi Natam. Where was it? Daf Peizayin. Peizayin based Peches Omer Aleph. The Rabbi Natam and the Rabbi Nachananel learn in the Mishnah that it's permissible lechatchila to sign Herschel ben Melech without aid. Herschel ben Melech.
Right.
That's my chanicha, my father's chanicha. That's mutter. And when it says it's only b'riyevet, that's on the chanicha of the mishpacha. Shech terei, that's b'riyevet. But Herschel ben Melech, that's good lechatchila. So it doesn't necessarily have to carry over at all to the name of the husband and the wife and the get. Because you don't even have to sign your name at all. You can draw a picture of a fish. You can draw a picture of a log. The other Amaron drew pictures of other things. Nonetheless, the Rabbi Natam says, not so. He says the Mishnayos don't talk about drawing pictures. The Mishnayos talks about writing names. And it's signing names for the Eidim. And it says signing names, that's considered signing your name. Herschel ben Melech. So the Rabbi Natam holds that that's good by the name of the husband and the wife also. If you don't have to write all of the
kinuyim.
You don't have to write all the kinuyim. If you just write one name is also good. Isn't it against the whole Mishnah? That's what it says in Mishnah Zaktanein. The Mishnah is talking has two names in two different Medinas. There's a Makkah. They're separated already. Names. Husband and wife are separated. He's living in Eretz Yehuda. She's living in Eretz Galil. And he or she have a different nickname, a different name here and there. So you're going to write the get in the Makkah Maksivid with the name that he goes under there. The get is going to be delivered in Galil, and the people don't know him with that name. They know him with a different name. So there's going to be a Marisayan. Somebody may think that there's something fishy here. There's a Marisayan. Somebody will think that the get wasn't really given by the husband. But that's only by Medvam Amurim if it's in two different places. In Eretz Yehuda, they only call him this name. In Eretz Galil, they only call him that name. So if you're going to write one name as opposed to the other, Kamer Shalif Marisayan. But if I live in New York, my wife lives in New York, everybody lives in New York, and in New York I have 10 different names. And everybody knows all the 10 names. Some people call me this, some people call me that, some people call me that. And they all know all the names are interchangeable. So what's the chashash? There's no marisayin. Who's going to make a mistake? Everybody, it's in the same city. Everybody knows I have 5-10 different names. And I get an aliyah, they call me up like this. And the people in the office call me Jack. And in the yeshiva, they call me Jill. And these people call me that. Everybody has but everybody knows that I have all these different names. So then there's no chashash. So that's what the Rabbi Natam carries over. He didn't really have to. He could have said that Mishnah, all of that discussion is by Eidim. And Eidim, you know, there's no din that the Eidim have to write all of the names. The Eid can even draw a picture of a fish, and it's also good. So he could have said that this doesn't necessarily have to have any shaykhs over here. But he doesn't say like that. He's going to explain in the Gemara. He's going to explain in the Gemara.
The Rabbi Natam and the Gemara and the Tosafot, maybe I don't understand this. He said, for Lila Lehaske Shema Vilkohovim, why doesn't it apply to the Tosafot too?
Lechatchila. He says it's not proper to write a Goyish name. So the Tosafot also is only talking to the Yevid, the Ger converted. So he should, when he gets married, now he gets divorced. He should, but he should write the Yiddish name. The Sefer says, what if he writes the Goyish name from before? I don't consider it. That's B'diyevit. So B'diyevit, the Sefer says, if you use the old name, it's good. Does hasten Hashem Shenishtak?
But in the Shailah, that was asked of Rabbi Natam.
So now the Rabbi Natam.
Yeah.
No, the Esther Shailah. What name should they write? Which name should they write?
I said, no, it says so.
Yeah.
Almomosh.
Right, they didn't write the name that he...
Right.
Okay.
So, but the Evet, he says, Cholilu, it's not good.
No. He says, not only is it good, but the Evet, he says, even Lachatchila here. By the other case, the Gershon is Gayet, that's only good, but the Evet, if he wrote the Goyish name from before. I don't consider it a Shem Shenishtaka. By Faket, the Yidah became a Meshumid. Not only is it good for the Yevid if they wrote the Yiddish name, he recommends it Lahatchila also. He says, in the Tosefta it says, but the Yevid is good, that's exactly the Psak. And then he adds on to the Tosefta. Here he recommends you should even do it Lahatchila.
For different reasons.
Right.
The din of Nechi Yerushalayim that they wouldn't sit down with people to eat unless they know who goes into the Suda. So this you can see there's a certain amount of. But what's the Nikiya does to write aid or not to write? What are you trying to
not to waste words?
It's very
not the way. It's but Rav didn't speak Sicha B'Telem. One of the Esamili the Chassidus of Rav didn't speak Sicha B'Telem. And even when he said a halacha, and even when he said halacha, plega kagen v'ata.
Yeah.
He used to say it b'kitzur nimrutz as brief as possible. Amili d'alma, he tried to minimize as much as possible. Apparently, there were people who used to minimize even in writing, like Sicha B'Telem. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara on Shabbos says that someone came to visit on Shabbos, so Rav says they should bring him a chair that he should sit on it. So the Gemara has a whole deal on why did he say he should sit on it. He must have meant halacha, because Rav never said an extra word unnecessarily. He was so medacting not to speak Sicha B'Telem. So the Gemara, it's only Rav that they would be medayik. That's how the Radina Rebbe has the whole kuntris on the Tshuvas HaGadim Esen Mili the Chassidus of Rav. That's what he points out. The diuk of the Gemara from the Lashon that Rav used only because Rav had this practice not to speak Sicha B'Telem. The other Amoraim didn't have such a practice, so they would never be Medayik on anybody else. It's only on Rav that they made the deal. Let's see, the Gemara is now going to quote the background of the Takana. Then we'll go through the Taisus. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Mishmuel tells you the historical background. Rav Yudah Mishmuel, these were Amoraim. Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim. He's telling us what the background was for the Takana and the Mishnah in the days of Rabbi Gamliel Azake. That's way before. Sholcholeb Neimin Isayam, the Rabbi Gamliel. They sent the following Shaila. B'nei Adam Havoyim Misham Lakant. People come from Eretz Israel to Medina Sayam. And they're separated. And they're holding by getting divorced. Shmo Yosef, the Karmla Yochanan. In one country he has one name. And in Medina Sayam they call him with a different name. Or Yochanan, who his name is Fakert. His name is Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. They call him Yosef. And in the other Medina, they call him a different name. Hech Megarshim Nushayseim. What are they supposed to write? So strictly speaking, you have a brayer either to write this name or to write that name. That's what the Mishnah means. Hoyu Mishana Shmo Yushmo. But Rishayna, originally the practice was we used to be Mishana. So Tei says they didn't be Mishana. So you would only write either, they chose either one name or the other. Some of them write the shame of the Mok Maksiva. Wherever they're writing the get, they would write the name that it goes under there. They wouldn't bother to write the name of the Mok Manasim. But they raised the issue to Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel realizes there's a problem. Amar Zayin, it never occurred to him.
Yeah.
But he realized that by the Hamayinam, by the Balabatim, there's a problem. Amar Zayin. That's what motivated him to make the Takon. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, the Hiskin, it doesn't mean he stood up.
Yeah, I mean, he made
the Yomra. He gathered the courage and he made a Takon, he made a new din. That's the machloek is the Bahag and the Rabbi Natam. Do you write that phrase? Or the Rabbi Natam says, no, you spell out all the names. Are you right? You should play with Cholshim Sheishloi Mepnei Tikin Ho'elam. Zog the Gemara Amar Avashi. When does the Takana apply? Behudi Yischazek betray Shemei. Only if we know here, we're in Eretz Yisrael, we know already now that when he goes to Medina Sayyam, he goes under a different name. But if we don't know,
don't do it.
We're not, aware, then there's no need to write anything else. You just write the name that we know over here. This Gemara sounds like the Bahag.
Yeah.
Pasha Pshat.
Yeah.
What was Rabbeinu Tam's kasha? He says that it's going to be misleading if he doesn't have any additional names. He's more limited.
Yeah, that's
no, this Gemara up Pashto sounds like the back. What do you mean if you don't know that he has any other name? So what are you gonna write? What are you gonna write? Yochanan, who also goes under the alias Yosef, but we don't know that he has an alias. So it sounds from this line of the Gemara, Pashto Pshat, that you always write this Pizman, V'chol Shem V'chanicha Disli, but that's only if we are aware that he has another name. If we're not aware, then you don't write that Pizman. That's what it sounds like. So Taisus is gonna explain. Taisus is gonna comment on the long Taisus is gonna comment on this. What is it? May as well be the test.
American law, when you have a contract like that, you put down comma if any. That way, if a person has it, fine. If not, something like that.
Mm-hmm. To answer the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara gives an example of that then. Who this chazik betray shami? When they give you the example, that'll farem for the pella on the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, Amalei Rabbaba the Ravashi, Rab Meri, Rab Loza, Kami Kavosa. They also say the same. Tani Kavosa the Ravashi. We have a Tosefta that says exactly what he said, that the only time you write Kol Shem L'Chanicha Disle is if it's his chazik betray shame. What does it say? So we ask the Kointer Rabbeinu Tam,
to the Rabbi in the Tom that you don't write this text, Kol Shemachani, yeah, write the actual names. So of course you don't write additional names.
If you're not aware
that he has additional names, what are you going to write? Going to guess? Yeah. Of course you don't write. No, so the Gemara explains what it means. The Braisa that says, Hoy l'shtei noshim achas b'yudav achas b'golil, v'lo shnei shemes, echad b'yudav echad b'golil, v'gir shesishtu shab'yehuda, v'shmo shab'yehuda, v'sishtu shab'golil, v'shmo shab'golil, einam agureshes, that's not proper, ad sheigar shesishtu shab'yehuda, v'shmo shab'yehuda, v'shem d'golil imoy. Because we know that the fellow travels from one place to the other. The whole time we're talking, we know that he has two names. In one Medina he has one name, the other Medina has another name. If he travels from one to the other, then there's a takana, he's supposed to write the two names. But what if he lives over here? Rabbi Natam says, to the exclusion of a few things. Let's say he lives over here in this Medina, he doesn't travel anywhere else. He lives in this place, and in this place he has many names, and everybody is aware of all the various names. All the Yidden are aware. The Goyim don't know he goes under the name Chaim. The Goyim know, the Yidden know in the office he has this name, by the Analia he has that name, and the Yidden call him a third name, and when he was born he had a fourth name. Shem Sha'ala La Torah, Shem Shikarim also by the Goyim, Shem Shikarim also by the Yidden, and the Shem Arisa, the name that he gets when he was a baby. So all of and everybody knows about all the names. So Rabbi Natam says, this has nothing to do with this takana. The takana only is that he has one name in one city, one name in another city. So if he'll only use one name, so there's going to be a marisayin in the other city. If you use the other name, there's going to be a marisayin in the other city. But if he has all the four names in the same city, if you use one name, it's good. Everybody will know, oh yeah, we know that he has that name. He won't have this problem. Or if he doesn't keep on traveling back and forth, he always stays in the same place, Advaita, there's no problem. So the Rabbi Natam can learn who this Chazik betray Shema, the only time he's a person who travels back and forth. And you have a Chveis, the Mokam Aksiv is here, the Mokam Anasin is there. So you have to consider the both names that he has. But if you don't have such a conflict, there aren't two different Mekaymas, Mokam Aksiv with the Mokam Anasin. So then you don't have the whole Takana, you don't have the whole Takana of Rabbi Gamaliel. So the Rabbi Natam quotes this Gemara from the names by the Chsimis to prove it. It's not really such a good proof because you can even draw a picture of a fish, you draw a picture of a log. But a Miktsas as a dugma, you see that any one of the many names that he writes is sufficient and it's considered a name. So here by the name of the husband would also be considered a name. But then the Rabbi Natam in the end is Maida.
There's a difference.
Big difference. About a big difference, yeah. Maybe that's only by Chasimus, not by the name of the husband and wife. But then the Rabbi Natam himself has to be Moida, but L'Hatchila, even if all the names are in the same Medina and everybody knows